Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. Today's episode is actually special because I say this every week. But today's episode is special because I only have the title and I don't have an idea for the content. But I can tell you about the title and maybe we'll come up with something along the way. So today's episode title is Abundance is My Favorite Dance. It's obviously a little wordplay because abundance is a beautiful word that contains the word dance. But I also think that abundance has something of a dance because we get to explore and feel free. And that's basically what dancing is all about. It's about exploring the connection to somebody else and feeling free. And feeling the passion and the music and the movement and everything around it. So I think abundance is somewhat of a dance with possibility, if you will. And I think it's a beautiful analogy to use when we say abundance is like a dance with possibility. So I think my subconscious actually came up with something beautiful here. And the most important thing I want to focus on in this episode is reminding you that abundance is all around, it's present, and it's attainable for you. You just have to tap into your natural state of being, which is a flow state where you feel connected with yourself and the world around you, the people in it, situations that come up, and where you experience synchronicities that show you that you're on the right path. And I myself am sort of, I don't want to say struggling. It's not a struggle. It's just debating in my head whether I have taken the right step by quitting my job and whether this is really the way to go for me, like being jobless for a certain amount of time or if I want to be employed again. The idea was to be self-employed, but maybe I'm not ready for it. And maybe this is a limitation that I'm putting on myself that is actually not there, just in my mind. So yeah, those are just some thoughts that I have, but maybe you have a situation in your life where you feel like the natural flow of life has been sort of blocked from you, or where you feel like you're not good enough, or where you lack the feeling of flow, or you don't experience any synchronicities. Well, it's usually the small things that matter, like talking about something and then hearing it in a conversation, or reading it in a book, or seeing it in a post or something like that. All of those little things are synchronicities, and they just show you that abundance is your natural state of being. We're all supposed to be abundant and feel abundance in our lives. So it is safe to say that it's my favorite dance, and I hope after this episode is yours too. I don't want to make this any longer. I really appreciate you and thank you for tuning in. This was a very short and sweet episode, but that's what I like sometimes. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you like this episode, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening, and I will catch you next Sunday. Stay tuned. Bye.